It's been 2 months since kidnapped teenager Elizabeth Smart was found on a suburban Salt Lake City street. Some people credit the Smart family for the 15-year-old's rescue, but the happy ending is being tarnished by revelations of unsubstantiated leaks to the media, which cast aspersions on the Smart family. Yesterday, the editor of the Salt Lake Tribune resigned after it became known that two reporters from the paper sold information on the Elizabeth Smart case to a supermarket tabloid. Now the Smarts have identified the law enforcement officials they believe are behind the leaks. NPR's Howard Berkus joins us now. Howard, tell us, who are these officials who've been identified by the family?
Well, the family won't tell us their names. They'll only say that they're law enforcement officials from the Salt Lake City Police Department, the FBI, the Secret Service, and the Utah Department of Public Safety, essentially the state police. They have turned over two prosecutors, that's the federal prosecutor, the state prosecutor, and the local prosecutor, audio tapes of their interviews with the two Salt Lake Tribune reporters who revealed this information. And in those tapes, these people are named, the law enforcement sources are named. One key thing that it was also revealed at a news conference today was that the information that was revealed by these law enforcement people was information that was trying to support a theory that police had early in the case that the Smart family was somehow involved. And that theory was that this was all an inside job, that there was some sort of homosexual activity taking place among the men in the Smart family, that Elizabeth discovered this, and that the family had her kidnapped to protect the family from this coming out. The Smart family investigator, a media lawyer here, says that police leaked rumors to these two reporters to forward that theory and to try to get a response to that theory then from possible suspects.
Have you heard about any action that might be taken against the law enforcement officials who've been identified?
Well, each of these agencies have rules against leaking information like this. There also are local, state, and federal laws about leaking information in an investigation. It's a little too early to tell how the prosecutors are going to respond to the information that they receive. But I think it's fair to say that these law enforcement people will come under intense scrutiny from their agencies and may be sanctioned in some way.
Howard, leaks are very common to the media, but what's not common is to see the leakers identified. What's different here?
What's different, basically, is the persistence of the family, which helped in the recovery of their daughter, and now in getting at these people who leaked salacious information and untrue information about them. They had the wherewithal to go out and find out who the leakers were and to make that known.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City.